This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We call it the Jobs Report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics calls it officially the Employment Situation Summary, of which jobs are a part, sure, but so too are wages. And today's, Jobs Report did give us an idea of where wages are headed, critical, as you know, to the economic plans of one Jerome Powell. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on wages today.
What's clear from today's jobs report is that most of the growth in wages right now is happening where it's most needed, says Wells Fargo's Sarah House.
Low-wage workers have tended to see the biggest wage increases.
Inflation outstripped wage gains, but House says there are more people working, and they're working more hours, and that might be helping make up the difference.
The fact that so many more workers are collecting a paycheck, that we're seeing aggregate income keep up much better with inflation, and that's allowing consumer spending to remain strong.
Income growth varied depending on the sector. Mining and logging and construction saw some of the biggest gains. And in time for summer, the leisure and hospitality sector saw wage gains as well, says Elise Gould of the Economic Policy Institute.
So we're seeing those jobs return, and we're seeing employers have to pay a bit more to attract and retain the workers that they want.
But that's not happening across the board, says Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Job openings are especially high in professional and business services. But then when we look at the pace of wage growth, it is a lower pace than it is for leisure and hospitality. So it's a little bit mixed.
This month's report indicates the Fed is off to a good start, achieving a soft landing as it tries to cool inflation, says Andy Challenger of outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. But he says even a soft landing is going to cause some pain for workers.
That's still going to mean an increase in layoffs, a decrease in employees' bargaining power, and less money flowing into wages.
If the Fed overcorrects, Challenger says, we could see a lot more of each of those. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.